Hi, everyone. Welcome to Keeping a Notebook, a podcast on writing. I'm Nina LaCour. I opened this season with an episode on mindset and then devoted the middle three to craft. And now I'm closing with business. I didn't plan it this way at first, but it feels like an appropriate arc. So let's talk about self-promotion. It's a topic I still struggle with, and probably always will, but I've learned a lot over the past decade, and my feelings on it and approach to it have grown and changed, and I'm not as afraid of it as I used to be. I'll start with a story, and I guess it's kind of coming full circle because I started this season talking about resolutions, and now I'm ending it doing the same. But I'm going to take you back to the summer of 2018 when I unveiled my big, bold vision for the year. I had plans to transform my social media shy self into an Instagram sensation. Okay, I won't go that far. But I had been following all of these accounts that were changing the form, writing several paragraphs as captions, going surprisingly deep into a thought or experience, forming these perfect tiny essays with beautiful photographs to accompany them. And I thought, for that brief time over the summer, that it could be a true creative outlet, that I would write consistently about creativity and craft and all of the ways life intersected with art, and my follower count would skyrocket, and I would have this whole new means of self-promotion that didn't feel like self-promotion at all. So I got started, planning to post at least 4 times a week, and it worked. People were excited. They left me the loveliest comments. I wrote some stuff I was proud of and got to showcase my wife Kristen's beautiful photographs. My follower count grew. There was only one problem. I was miserable. As soon as the excitement of a new project wore off and it started to feel like actual work, I came to dread it. But it also consumed me. I would post something in the morning, and then all day I would wait for the likes and comments to roll in. If a post did well, I concluded that I was successful. If it didn't get as much attention, I'd wonder what was wrong with me, like as a human. It was a deeply wrong form for me. Or rather, it was not the right form for what I wanted to do. I don't hate Instagram at all. In fact, I enjoy it. But after around 1 month of posting consistently, I tapered off. In all of 2019, I posted 25 times. 25 times in the entire year. And it was a year that I did a lot of things. I went on book tour, I screened a film that I made, an anniversary edition of my first novel came out, and I released many episodes of this podcast. I had a lot to share, but I was totally burnt out on sharing it. And this leads me to my first suggestion when it comes to self-promotion, which is this. Allow yourself to experiment. I wish I had approached my grand Instagram experiment with a sense of exploration. More, hey, this might be interesting, let's see how it feels, than this is your job now. Because even though I felt like a failure for a little while when I gave up on the carefully composed posts I had committed to making, the whole experience turned out to be incredibly valuable. That month of posting led me to start a newsletter, create a podcast, and write an online class. Instagram was not my form. I still like it, but I like it spontaneously, on my terms. But through it came new projects. And the projects bring me to number two. Number two is the simplest and the hardest. Make things you're proud of. Make things you have a lot to say about. That way, you'll be able to be sincere about what you're sharing. You'll have passion and enthusiasm, and those qualities will shine through. Of course, making things you're proud of can take a lot of time, and it can be really hard work. You might want to revisit the first episode of this little season to help you through that process. My third and final tip for you is the hardest one for me. Trust that you're speaking to people who want to hear from you. Trust that people are listening in the first place because they like you, because they are drawn to something you've created, because something you put into the world helps them in some way. This might sound simple, but if you're like me and you have a fierce self-critic, a voice inside your head that tells you all sorts of mean things when you sit down to create something. It can transform the way you work and the things you choose to share. Instead of imagining someone who rolls their eyes at what you have to say or who finds you foolish or uninteresting, trust that there are people out there, it doesn't matter how many, who are waiting for you to share what you've been up to with them. People who want to hear about your event, even if it's small and you don't know if anyone will show up. People who want to see what your writing space looks like or to know what song you're listening to as you work. People who want to know that you've just finished writing a new chapter or that you just had an incredible idea for your next book. Even people who will take comfort in hearing that you're in a fallow period, that you haven't been producing anything at all, but you're still out there living your life and doing other things. I'm talking to myself right now just as much as I am to you. That's part of the beauty of this podcast for me, how it shows me over and again that we're all in this together. Thank you so much for your generous reviews, for the messages you send me, for sharing it on social media. You make this experiment pretty magical for me. I'm going to sign off until the summer or maybe the early fall. I have a lot to do in the months between now and then. I'll be making the final edits of a YA novel that I'm so incredibly excited to share with you, and I'm taking this semester off from my teaching at Hamline University to finish a draft of a different novel that I've been working on for a very long time, but I've never been able to clear the time for. Now I've cleared it, and I am both terrified and inspired by the prospect of prioritizing it over these next few months to see what it can become. And of course, I'll be teaching my online class, the Slow Novel Lab. And though self-promotion is still hard for me, I'm going to tell you about it in more detail than I have been, because it's my last chance until I offer it again, which won't be until October. And I'm going to put in practice what I've been telling you about, which is to trust that even if you don't feel like taking it right now, you still might want to hear about it. So here it goes. In summer of 2018, when I was rapidly realizing that my big Instagram dream felt pretty nightmarish, I also realized how much I enjoyed talking about craft and how there were so many people online who had so many questions, questions I wanted to explore in depth and answer. I've taught all my adult life, but the idea of creating a class that could reach people wherever they lived, a class that I could design entirely on my own and teach however I wanted to, that felt like an entirely new and incredible thing. And it has been. This is my fourth time enrolling students in the Slow Novel Lab, and it's evolved with each iteration, though the revision for this enrollment period is by far the most significant, and I'm as certain as I can be that this is its final form. The class works like this. When you sign up, you fill out a survey to let me know what you're struggling with and what you're hoping to gain. You also get an invitation to our private online forum where you'll find introductions from your fellow participants and my wonderful TA. I've been loving reading and responding to everyone's introductions. We have a great group of writers with us for the winter session already. Some are brand new to writing and many have published novels before. Each Sunday for 6 weeks, you'll get an email from me. In these emails, you'll find a pre-recorded slideshow lecture and a PDF to download and print out if you'd like to read on paper. Each week's PDF has 4 assignments to help you through your novel writing and revising, as well as additional exercises to use as entry points in the future. Some of these assignments are lessons meant to help you conceptualize and get deeper into your story. Others are prompts for scene writing, so that you don't spend all of our time together brainstorming and conceptualizing. It's important to me that you come away from the class with actual pages that you'll be able to use. Each week has a theme, from character to plot and pacing to tension and emotion. And one of my favorite new additions to this iteration of the class is that each week has a strategy to help with mindset. Because as much as we all struggle with the actual writing of our books, I found that it's all of the things that keep us from starting in the first place that are often our most formidable hurdles. And finally, each Thursday, we have a live Q&A video call where you ask me anything you want to know about your specific novel, about publishing, about establishing or sustaining a writing career. Throughout all of this, the forum is there to chat about the assignments and your progress, to share resources, and to commiserate and celebrate with one another. I found leading this class to be profoundly rewarding and illuminating, and my students have shared such wonderful feedback with me. They've finished their novels, regained their love of writing, established consistent writing practices, found an online community, improved their craft, signed with agents, all sorts of wonderful things. The link to join us is in the show notes. Okay, well, I'll see you in the class or on social media or through my mailing list or in just a few months when this podcast returns. Thank you as always for listening and being on this journey with me. And thank you to my brother, Jules Lacour, for the music and Sonic's Podcasts for the editing. Happy writing, everyone.